Welcome, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life. I'm going to let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier with us, as she is each week, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you. I say it each week, but it's true each week. It's nice to be here.
All right. And, we hope that it'll be nice for some folks to stop down to the shelter and get themselves some new pets, and we've got some options here for
who doesn't want a pet, really.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we actually have only a couple of animals up for adoption right now, which is a good sign at the shelter. I know we've mentioned for several weeks how many kittens we have, and we do still have kittens, and they're awfully cute, so those will be available in the weeks to come. But we do have two cats for adoption if you are looking for a cat. We have an adult male, he's a tiger striped, he's actually been neutered, and he's front declawed. So, talk about a pet that is ready to go and give you some love. He's real mellow and laid back, just a real sweetheart. Then we also have a kitten, probably maybe 10 weeks old, gray, with some stripes. Just a nice, you know, friendly kitten to join your family. We never know what their personalities are going to be, but I'm just going to bet spectacular. That's what we have adoptable for cats right now. And we actually do have some dogs for adoption too. It's been a little while since we've had many dogs, which is great. We love to have an empty shelter. But we do have two dogs. So if you're looking for one, we have an adult tri-colored beagle mix. Looks pretty close to a standard beagle, but maybe some other, just a little huskier than that, maybe. Just friendly, you know, a beagle, you know, everything you'd want in a beagle. So if you've been looking for a beagle, this might be a good mix for you. And we also have Buddy. He's that two-year-old pit bull mix that we talked about last week. He's tan and white, and he's just really eager to please. He's a real friendly dog, easy to get along with. It's best if he goes to a home that doesn't have cats or any other dogs, but he's sure to shower all of his love and attention on you in that case. So.
All right, so maybe one that would be good there for, you know, the home that, you know, maybe doesn't have anything there already in place, so might be a good fit for you. So some options there, a couple of dogs, a couple of cats currently up for adoption at the shelter, and we want them to stop on by and pay those animals a visit so that they can get to know them themselves. And if they're going to go do that, where do they need to go?
We are at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd with the wastewater treatment plant there at the northwest edge of town.
All right, and they are open Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and then on Saturdays as well from 8 until noon, so you can stop by those times, and they do request you stop by those times to see those animals at the shelter. If you have questions, you can call 243-2287. And then we also want to talk a little bit about this morning getting involved with the online side of things as well.
Yeah, we a lot of people are on Facebook these days, and we would just like to offer, please come join our community. We're having a growing community there. We've had a lot of people join the conversation. If you're on Facebook, we can be found at Atlantic Animal Shelter. It's a good opportunity when we post pictures to look at what's become available or come into the shelter. It's also, though, great if you have a question. You know, hey, I'm looking for a whatever. Do you happen to have one? And we also have people post lost and found on there. So perhaps somebody has found an animal or lost an animal. That's a really good place to look. So we encourage you to come on down and join the Facebook community. You can be a part of this community in your pajamas. So,
you know, it's easy to do.
Yes.
So if you're on Facebook, search them and get linked up there. I guess we should preface that too with you. You do have those questions there online. You know, also be patient too, because it may take some time for them to get back to you on those answers that you may need. And that's just, you know, comes with the territory.
We do our best to reply promptly, but, you know, taking care of the animals is our primary responsibility.
All right. And they can also, there's a little bit of information online as well at petfinder.com if you want to search there as well. And we encourage folks to stop on out. Now's as good a time as any to go find yourself a new pet.
It's always a good time to enlarge your family with a new pet.
All right. Well, Andrew, we appreciate your time here this week, letting us know what's going on.
Absolutely. And be sure when you stop by the shelter, you tell the staff you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.